8 Ball Podcast.
Oh. Yeah, exactly what that was.
Okay, I don't know why we're clapping though, because we're not recording video for this.
Yeah, okay, you did that in the car too, and I was like, what are you doing?
I didn't use the video, yeah. It's to sync up audio and video, but every single time except for this time, we record video, but it never gets used in an episode.
That's good, because I didn't want to look presentable. Mom and Dad are going to come in here and yell at us while we're filming.
Oh, 100%. That's definitely going to happen.
Better make it into the video.
I'm going to turn on Find My Friends to let us know when the mom leaves.
Ooh, tea.
Yeah.
You know what?
What? Oh, I'm going to turn on Find My... I'm going to turn on this...
You know what?
See, I heard that too.
And I was like, what?
What? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Is this going already?
Yeah. So.
Hi, I'm Sal.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Shoria.
Yes. Shoria is my sister.
Oh,
I'm Kush.
I started. I'm eating.
Yeah.
It's a mukbang.
It's fine. You'll be done soon, right?
Okay.
Or do you want we can restart?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, this is probably going to get cut out realistically anyways, right?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Unless I clap again. Then we can start from the second clap.
Nope. Oh. Like that.
I'm kidding. Okay, welcome back to another episode of 8 Ball. I don't know how many people still listen to this anymore. I haven't checked. But regardless, we're here and we're ready to talk. As mentioned earlier, I got Celine and my sister Shoria here. And what are we going to talk about today?
Like... I don't know how to encompass it in a word or, like, a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like, the future of, like, technology. Almost like Black Mirror, but just talking about it.
Mm.
I don't know.
Basically, I think a good way to summarize it is what our future is going to be and how technology has a role in that, I guess.
Okay.
That's a big
It is a big topic. Yeah, we were having this conversation in a pizzeria the other day, and we were like, dang, yeah, this like is it, a good podcast topic.
Well, okay.
So
it started because, so we were just like sitting, having a wine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Having a wine,
sharing a glass.
And my dad just got back from a conference, and he was in this conference like all weekend, like 2 weekends ago or whatever. And there's apparently this one... what are they called, like presenter or whatever, and he was talking about the different stages of the internet. So he was talking about like internet one, which was the beginning of the internet, so like whatever it was, 1996 or whatever, when Google was made.
Mm-hmm.
Up until like 2005 was like the first phase of internet.
Right.
So that included like encyclopedias being phased out and like yellow pages being phased out, like all the basic things, like the Wikipedia knowledge base that you get on the internet, like, apparently formed from 1996 to 2005. And then there's, like, the second phase of the internet, which is, I guess, what we're in now. So it's from 2005 until 2025, I think it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to go on for a little bit longer.
Whatever,
basically.
Yeah.
We're
and
like
then,
the
like, we're in the middle of it, yeah. And then, I guess, the, like, internet phase three is supposed to start in, like, 2025 and go until, like, 2040.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, we'll reevaluate from there.
Yeah, we'll
but,
see
like,
how far we get.
Basically, he was just talking about how the different phases of internet, like, obviously, from 2005 to 2015, there was, or 2000, yeah, till now. I don't know,
what?
I just had a regular card. Like,
till
apparently
now.
We're in 2015.
Yeah.
Like, from then until now, there's obviously been
from phase
so
one
much...
till phase two.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yes.
There's just been...
yes.
There's been, like, a quick jump and, like, a fast-paced,
yeah,
like, change, basically. Like, obviously, from the first 10 years of the internet, everything was so slow, but, like, to the people then, it was
mm-hmm.
so quick. It was like, oh, my God, I don't have to open an encyclopedia ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now, you know, Blockbuster shut down, Netflix takes over, like... What else? You can do literally anything on your phone, right?
Yeah, it's like and even if you just think back to how it grew, how it was growing and stuff, the stuff that you could do online
yeah.
until 2005-ish compared to what you can do even in the last 5 years. And
yeah.
you can look at things like AI as well and like, you know, Tesla's autopilot. Yeah, that
yeah.
stuff.
So then we got into that
robotics,
conversation too.
Robotics.
Into a huge, like, deep conversation about AI
mm-hmm.
because... I don't know. My dad and I were talking about this, and he's a very, like, logistical person. He's an engineer, so, like, whatever someone says to him, like, it goes. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really think about, like, human connection and stuff. But we were talking about how he thinks that, like, within the next 10 years, there's only going to be, like, driverless cars. And it's going to be, like, an asset-light environment. So you're going to see people, instead of buying a home, buying a car, mm-hmm. buying anything, they're just going to rent and, like, not own anything. Yeah. So no one's going to own.
What was the thing that you told me about the car? Like, the car sharing system?
What do you mean?
Because that was interesting. You were talking about how... Yeah.
So this guy apparently was talking about how, like, in the next 10 to 15 years or so, if you, like, let's say you're on campus and you need a ride home, mm-hmm. like, you're not going to own a car, and there's going to be, I mean, there might be, like, LRT, whatever, light rail transport, whatever, but if you want a car home, you're going to just, like, it's going to be just there, you touch the air, and it's, like, it'll order you a car, mm-hmm. and then the car comes and picks you up, like, but it's Google not your Glass car. Yeah.
See, but... I don't know. In terms of, like, realistically...
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like maybe that'll happen, but I don't think it'll be because of any, like, super, like, intellectual thing. I think it's just in terms of convenience. And if you think about like Uber and like, I don't know, taxis and stuff like that, that stuff's been around forever.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's thinking that all of these things are going to be mm-hmm. driverless and, like, just mechanical.
Like, technology is going to take over, basically.
Yeah.
I feel like every society or every generation always thinks that, because you always see these, like, sketches online of, like, what people in, like, the 1900s thought the 2000s would look like.
And just take some English short story.
Like, the movie Back to the Future, for example. Like,
how they pictured
in, like, what, 1985, they thought 2018 would be the year where we had, like,
flying cars.
Like, you put the little pizza in the thing and then it makes a big pizza.
Yeah, like, I feel like no matter what, I mean, there's no way we could predict, unless you're Matt Groening from The Simpsons, you're not going to predict the future.
True.
So true. I think, and I brought up a different aspect of it, is because I feel like technology, this is where the whole debate sprung, and we can get into that now, but I don't think that technology is going to be the main concern for the future generations.
I agree.
What do you mean concern?
Like, in terms of advancement and how, because there's definitely going to be an aspect of, like, our society's evolution, but I don't think that it should be, like, first and foremost, this is what's going to happen, this is what we need to consider. Because I feel like at that convention or whatever, that's, like, the main point.
Yeah, he was like, that, like,
technology this, technology that, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
And he was talking about, like, surgeries, like, I told you this.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about how...
Just, like, basically how industry, like all industries
are
going to be...
people are just going
to
be phased out, is
basically
what he's trying to say.
It's going to be, we're going to be, if we are... Like, humans will still probably have a role, but I feel like the majority of the roles will be programming robots to do our shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, the main point is that in the future, we're going to have this, like, technology-driven environment, and that, we're not going to have much of our own stuff going on. But I feel like that's not really the future we need to picture. I feel like there's much bigger things at hand, like climate change.
Yeah.
And then we brought up the point that, like... technology will have a role in that, and I feel like in order to make it that far, we need to shift our focuses somewhere else first.
Yeah, like, someone needs to stand up and be like, yo,
there
this
are
is
other
real.
Things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also don't think that, I don't know, for me, I don't think that's something that will happen, having, like, a technology-run world. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like humans are too selfish for that.
I agree with that, but I also agree with the fact that, like a human connection is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were talking about the surgeries. Like, my dad and I were talking about the surgeries, and he was like, oh, like, so I got to witness a surgery where, like, a robot was controlled by the surgeon, but, like, the robot was the thing that was performing the surgery, right? And he was like, well, yeah, like you just said, you saw a robot do surgery. And I was like,
well,
no,
robot didn't
actually
do the surgery, but
But, like, he was like, in the next, you know, whatever, how many so years, like, that's going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be able to perform surgeries and stuff. And I was like, okay, but if you told me straight to my face that I was getting a surgical procedure done by a robot, there's no chance in hell that I would be taking that mm-hmm. over a real person.
Yeah.
Like,
and but the thing is like, and you know what's interesting, because you talked about how phase one, phase two of the internet, phase one was slow, phase two is like exponential growth.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're in right now. There's like these dramatic adjustments. I feel like this is like a trend that's repeated throughout history,
right?
Because like in automotive industry, for example, it's like in the 30s and 40s, and like when Ford was testing out their own stuff. It was like so slow. It was like everyone was just kind of getting the hang of things, you know. There was a few companies who were doing a few things, and then as soon as it clicked, mm-hmm. everyone was jumping on board, and that's when it shot up. Mm-hmm. But then you go through like a lull where it's just kind of the same old things, which was kind of representative of like the 70s and 80s, I would say.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I mean, I know you guys don't know much about cars and stuff, but like maybe some listeners know what I'm talking about, where in the 70s and 80s, there was like zero innovation in the automotive industry. It was just like the same shit. And so people had to come up with new stuff. And that's kind of where like this eco and like hybrid models and like electric powered cars started coming into play. And that's like the new revolution. And that's produces a spike. So like in terms of technology, I feel like we've almost hit a peak. And like to get to the next stage where maybe if what this guy is saying has some truth to it, and like say that's where society does go.
Right.
It's going to be a while. Like, do you remember when Google Glass was a thing?
Yeah.
Because that was, and they tried. It just like, I don't even know what happened. Yeah. They but just, like, people just stopped talking about it. It never happened.
It's just too advanced. Like,
At this point,
you can't just jump from like, ooh, like an iPhone to like,
yeah.
your, like, no matter even how Tesla high, X, Y, is so, Z, Z. Like, we were talking about this too, is like, Tesla is so taboo still. Like, you see a Tesla on the road, you're like, oh my god, yeah, like, Tesla, that's so cool.
Especially
like,
here, especially in Alberta.
Well, yeah.
In the States, I'm sure it's different, because like, they're kind of adapted to it now, but.
Like, no one is fucking listening to this from LA, but like, if you live in LA, yeah, you might see like, more than 20 Teslas a day, but like, seeing a Tesla here,
yeah.
first of all, in Alberta, like, that's.
We love our diesel trucks.
Yeah, like.
Not getting rid of that Ford anytime soon.
I don't know. I think again. like you said though, like there's gonna have to be something else that forces technology. So like the oil industry dying down is gonna force people yeah. to make electric cars.
Yeah,
and that's just gonna that's how it's gonna happen.
Well, I think one of the reasons why, like we said, the Google Glass, like the reason I think it went out of whatever was because like there was no need.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. A lot of companies spend so much time and money trying to advance things that mm-hmm. aren't actually gonna help majority of people, you yeah. know?
That's true. It's like,
I wonder what those people, like, there's obviously people who got them and like,
yeah, yeah.
But, like, what do you think they do with them?
Well,
now?
It's people who don't have anything else to do with their lives. It's the
okay, but it's funny because, like,
but, like does, do wait, they just sit there.
Hold on, because like,
they're like, this is dope.
Remember that one time.
But I wonder if they have lazy eye now too.
Looking at the camera, what is like, the correlation?
Because you have to look up.
Oh, I guess
Google. It's like up here, and then it's like.
Do you think that's
apparently the projection system was like shit at first too? They had to fine tune the technology, obviously.
Do you think that would happen with like what's that thing?
VR.
Yeah.
Oh, because VR is like when it was fresh and new with Oculus Rift. It was
OG, I guess.
I'm in a league of my own for half this discussion. Yeah. Maybe it relates to what I'm saying, but like when it was fresh and new, it was still like
this
tacky,
is why he invited
and there
us.
Was like a lot of eye strain. Like people, there was issues with it, of course. But then they fine tuned it, and now there's a bunch of different companies that produce virtual reality headsets.
Like,
so like,
okay, I get the appeal. It's like, oh, it's like whatever. It's cool for gaming. It's cool for
mm-hmm.
certain things. But I don't get the appeal that it's in, like, have you seen the place in, like, Southgate Mall that just has, like, a virtual reality, like...
Like the Microsoft
simulator?
Oh, no, I totally know what you're talking about.
It.
Like, there's just a full, like, someone took over
Is it like those egg things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a huge market now, though.
But, like who is paying for that? See, like,
it's
really,
like,
you have no other joy
it's kinda,
in your day? Like...
Because it's kind of new and exciting,
yeah.
I guess.
But still?
When you're growing up, I would imagine that the invention of, like, the internet was... super exciting and like
we
that's
got
so
because this is
so
like a
excited
new
about
watching,
things
like my first 3D movie and I was like this shit is dope
yeah
exactly.
Do you remember when 4D like I remember when we went to Disneyland and there was 4D
yeah.
stuff and I was like oh my
like,
god
oh my
the
gosh.
Ants are all over me
or like you yeah. could smell the stuff
yo
oh
yeah
god.
And it would like poke you in the back
we went
like, that
to
was
this
nuts.
Like we
so
went to
cool.
like the aquarium or whatever and then they would like spray you in the
oh,
face
yeah.
and you were like I didn't know
because this stuff is so novel to us like when we see it for the first time you've never seen it before same with VR I'm sure people
see,
who go to the mall and see this stuff
dedicated to this like
yeah,
the
what's
2000s
up?
And like
yeah
how
we can talk about it I mean
like,
we
I
had such
save an, that for another
well
because
we had such an organic conversation in the restaurant that it's gonna be so hard to reproduce here
yeah,
so I'd say let's just go with what
I'm
comes
here,
up just go
I
with what's on your mind right
well,
yeah
I don't even like we went well okay we started talking about how Like, there has to be some reason for things to change.
Yeah.
And then we went into climate change, which is where I think this should go. Because okay. I think it's important to address that, like, sooner than later.
And you can see that, because there's, like, I don't know if you guys heard about, there's, I think it was, like, the Netherlands or something, maybe.
Was it Britain?
I don't think so.
What did they do?
They developed this, like, really cool thing that helped clean up the ocean.
Oh, there's a couple. I think it's the Netherlands. I'm sure some Dutch kids.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, and
I've seen that.
Thanks. And it's like, okay, technology can do that. Why? First of all, why aren't we putting that everywhere?
Yeah.
Why are we spending so much money on things
on
like
things
VR
that we don't need.
Yeah. And if technology is gonna advance, it should be for things like that, for the environment. Like,
this was like the main point that I had, is that like people are kind of getting it now. I feel like in the last month-ish, I've seen so much more stuff
we talked
about
Bill Nye pulled up.
Hang on, let me finish.
Like, ever since Kenny got elected, I feel like I've seen so much shit.
Yeah,
so
like,
much.
Yeah, like I go on social media and that's like the thing that I see the most is stuff about the environment. Whereas before that, I feel like it was like there, but it wasn't a big deal.
But
now... Sorry. now it's like, I feel like it's been at the front and center of people's attention for a long enough time that it won't be forgotten, which is great because it's urgent, you know?
I agree. I think, we're seeing a whole, like, a lot more of it. But the thing is, like, that's it. No one's, like, actually doing anything except for, like, I don't know, replacing straws or whatever. But, like... In scheme of things, what's that going to do? Like,
we were talking about straws for so long,
too.
And there's one point I need to make.
Yeah.
We have mouths for a reason. You do not even need a paper straw. You don't need a straw at all.
Yeah. Straws are like a fun accessory, I guess.
I think
I'm using one right now as I say that. But like, I don't need one. If I was born without straws, I would be fine.
I think like restaurants and places need to provide straws for like disabled people. And stuff.
Yeah,
they should have some.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like everybody needs it, though. If you
don't
need it, then you don't need it.
I agree.
I also think you should have to pay for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you want it.
If you want. I mean, I think, at least at OJ's, we only have the compostable ones, and if you want, like, a plastic one, then you do have to pay. It's like 25 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's better.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But, like, going off of how you were saying, there's, like, people who are doing things about it. I've seen on social media more and more of, like, people who are actually going and, like, doing stuff. So, like, I feel like... And it's just about gaining traction. When you're the only person who cares, you're just the black sheep. And, nobody takes you seriously. Once you get people behind you and you get some steam rolling, then that's how shit happens.
Yeah. Well, I don't... go ahead.
Okay. I just feel like... Like, there's going to be, you know what, there's people that are, like, making this change and whatever, but, like, they're all our age. Like, do you ever, like, there's no one older than 40 that gives a damn about
it's true.
Plastic straws.
Well, except for Bill Nye.
Like, okay, yeah.
Bill Nye's
but
the only
he's
homie
just
I
like,
can trust.
Yeah, he's like another species of person.
Well, you know, I think part of it actually is just the people that get the most attention are the ones that don't. And the ones that have the most power are the ones that don't. Care you know, because
well,
I feel like
that's
there's enough
fair,
people
but I also feel like half these people are like, I'm gonna die before this even happens, so I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah,
I feel
it's
like
half and half,
but I feel
like
that's also the mentality of a lot of, like, I don't know, from a high schooler's perspective, like, I notice a lot of kids at my school are just like I don't care, like,
yeah,
I'm nothing about this.
Ignorance is
me.
Bliss.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you don't care, it doesn't bother you,
right?
You're happier. Like, these things stress you out, no doubt. I'm like scared. I'm like, why am I in university?
But okay, but
yeah,
the world's like, gonna end in 10 years.
But
so
to me, that's like, you're not woke. Like, you need to get on the, like, you need to wake up.
Yeah,
dude.
Wake the fuck up.
Like, the idea of wokeness isn't even about like, ooh, you know the world. Like, it's like, wake up. Like, look
well,
at the world.
That's like a different sense
like,
of the word
the
now.
Reality.
Yeah, it's like,
it's not like this is something that's gonna happen so far away. It's like,
think,
it's now.
Honestly, I'm hopeful though, because I think people are starting to understand that it's like, your life is gonna be affected by this. Like, you can't be just sitting around on your ass because you don't think it's gonna affect you. Because
told me to breathe.
Yeah, you gotta chill. Keep interrupting. <you know? laughs> I'm kidding.
Listen, I listen to your podcast with Paris, Nithish, and Rahul, and you guys talk over each other.
It's true.
Okay?
The first time.
Also,
well, the last time we got excited. But
everyone was like,
talk about the Avengers without me.
Yeah.
I can't trust no one.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I forget what I was saying now.
That sucks.
I want to...
Go home.
I can't, unless you want me to take your car.
I think, though, you said something about, like, being the black sheep, and how, like, you kind of spiral into, like, motivating other people. And, like, I do agree with that, because, like, I don't know, obviously I'm biased, but, like, looking around with me and my friends, like, so many of them, like, we all have, you know, reusable cups. Mm-hmm. We all have, like, reusable straws, and a lot of us have, like, stopped eating meat and stuff like that, and just taken huge steps to be more environmentally conscious. And, like, I think the hope is that it will spread. Yes. And, like, the youth is the perfect target for that, because, like, first we're the ones inheriting.
Our brains are moldable.
Not what I was going to say, but okay. I think it's perfect, because, like, we're the people inheriting the earth.
Well, that's fair.
And we're the people who are
good gonna, point, like, but the brains are moldable.
We are the future, like, it's yeah. true. But and also, like, if you notice, every, like, YouTube, mm-hmm. you watch a YouTube video, David Dobrik, 10 million followers, whatever.
Perfect example.
They're all, there's no one over, like, 20 that watches this kid, okay? Like, they're yeah. all... So if you, like, hit the people where they're young, like...
Hit them where it hurts.
Hit them where it hurts.
You know who else said that? Eight.
Who said that?
Or...
Hit where it hurts? Or hit them when they're young? Both, probably.
Both.
Okay, anyways, we're getting
sidetracked. But you know what I mean? Like, their brains are molded.
Yeah, I want to change... I want to, like...
it's a good mold. Yeah. Like, you're doing something right, so why
yeah.
not?
Yeah, I want to focus on something, because, like... That's really good. I was going to say, like, change starts with one person and, like, a small group of people, and it spreads. So, like, and I think with a high school population, that's good. Because, yes, there's always going to be people that oppose you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the vast majority of the people who don't kind of agree with this, I guess, or don't really believe that it's going to have an impact on them are the yeah. ones that just aren't educated enough.
Privilege.
And so, like, yeah, true. AKA, yeah.
It's just like, yeah, you gotta know what you, yeah. You gotta
so, like, if you just gotta spread awareness, and I honestly think that especially with the generation that's coming up with these more and more things that are affecting them directly, it's not so much, like, a diffuse kind of otherworldly experience that's, yeah. like, has no bearing on their life. Like, this affects everyone equally.
Yeah.
And things, the only people that can do something about it are us. And so, like, and I wanna ask a question mm-hmm. really okay. quick. How do you think it's going to happen? Like, how are we going to change? Yeah. That's what I want to know. What do y'all think?
I think a huge part of it is social media.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like 60% of it is going to be social media, because that's how we get videos of, you know, like, turtles mm-hmm. choking and yeah. polar bears starving, you know? Yeah, that's how we get exposed to it. It's how,
like, already.
Because I think, like, we're so used to, like, living in our box of, like, you know, our house of Edmonton, of Alberta, and we're able to dissociate ourselves from what's actually happening.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Where when you, like, travel, you see it, like, if we go to India a lot,
yeah.
and we see how much pollution there is and mm-hmm. how much stuff there
Seriously,
is.
Seriously, it's nasty.
It's really nasty.
And to think that's yeah. someone else's living conditions.
Exactly.
We're fortunate enough to have, like, clean air yeah. being up north.
But by, like, being exposed to it, we're no longer allowed to put this wall in front of ourselves. We're forced
you can't,
to face
otherwise,
it.
That's just irresponsible. Like, it's there's ignorance
exactly.
and then there's irresponsibility, and that's, like, just doing
it's,
a disservice to a huge group of people.
It's selfish to say, oh, I'm happy where I am. Who yeah. cares about...
And, you know, if you think about it, the vast majority of people are dealing with those situations. Like,
exactly.
population of India versus
yeah.
Canada, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I think social media will be a big one, and is
yeah.
a big one right now, but I also think someone with a lot of power has to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yes, Bill Nye said stuff. What?
Bernie Sanders.
That's my boy.
True.
I was rooting for him last year. He's... old guy, but he's, like, with the youth.
Well,
he's
that's
hip with
the thing,
youth,
right?
You know?
Like, you need someone to be able to speak to all different populations.
Yeah.
So, like, put it on kids' TV shows. That's going to speak to kids.
Yeah.
Social media, that speaks to youth. What's going to speak to people older than
mm-hmm.
the age of 40? Like, you need someone... Yeah, you need someone
yeah.
in a powerful position to be like, y'all gotta, like, fucking... look at what you're doing to this planet.
Yeah.
And, like, so Leonardo DiCaprio is trying.
He's trying.
He's doing his best.
He's doing his best. The celebrities are trying, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's like political. We need to trust and elect political people to implement laws to, like,
yeah.
actually
mm-hmm.
fight this, because, you know, we can only do so much.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Sorry, go ahead. No, you finish. Go.
I lost okay. This is the most
exciting conversation. No, sorry. After you. We were saying that I'm sure, like, I don't remember whether it was you or me who said it, but it was like within the next 10 years, I could see like a majority Green Party government in Alberta.
I totally see that for Alberta.
Because like, it's time. I think that these next 5 years, and like, I guess kind of talking about technology in a way, kind of intertwining with this, if there's going to be a revolutionary change for the next couple of years, it's definitely going to be geared towards, at least I think, saving the environment.
Well, it better be.
Because I genuinely believe that people are starting to wake up to this.
And then I also genuinely feel like there's no point in fighting for literally anything else. If the planet is not going to be here within the next 20 years, nothing matters. Like, everyone who's going to school right now, there's no point. Drop out, go travel the world now, because there is no point.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the most cliche thing to say, but there literally is no plan B. Like, you...
Yeah, it's like here now or never.
As much as we love Avengers, there's no
plan. There's no plan.
No places you can travel.
You can't jump to another dimension.
Like, yeah. It's not realistic.
It's not feasible. It's not realistic. You know, because it's tough because I don't know about y'all, but I think majority of people take this stance as well. Like, third world country or not privileged or not. I honestly think that most people kind of agree with this. I think the main things that hold people back are ignorance, because of religion.
Really?
I feel elaborate. Like the couple...
Religion and climate change? What do you
mean? Because some people, at least, you know what? This is like a weird correlation, but I feel like the people who don't believe in climate change are the same ones that are strongly religious.
Well, okay.
And that's because they...
That's because they don't believe in science.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like... kind of a snowball effect. They don't believe in science, so they don't believe in
But to me, at this point, climate change isn't even science. It's just like, look the fuck outside.
There's already a fire in California.
Or it's not science.
Or in BC, in BC. There's already a fire in BC. Yeah.
Well, and like...
It was raining last week for us.
Yeah.
And there's a fire in BC right now. It's real. It's real.
You see, you know what? I thought you were going with that. I thought you were going to talk about industry. Because I feel like a lot of people blame it on corporations and industry, and also do your part.
Yeah. Do you think that it's going to be like a top down or bottom up kind of process? Like, do you think that it's going to start with like the head corporations being like, okay, we're done with this, and then it'll trickle down, or do you think it's going to be
bottom down? I think it'll be bottom down.
Bottom down, bottom up.
That's it.
Because I feel like I agree with this, but also I feel like. You go to Starbucks, whatever. Yeah. I talked to you about this, and I feel like it kind of came off weird to you when I talked to you about this. When
I don't even remember.
At pizza. Okay, but imagine a world where you go to Starbucks, and like there's no such thing as a plastic cup or like anything.
Oh, yeah.
You have to bring your own shit. You have to bring your own Tupperware if you want food. You have to bring your own
grocery stores.
Like, why is that not a universal thing at this point?
Accessibility.
It comes down to that, but also corporate greed. Because it's so much more profitable to just have disposable cups. Because it's more of an inconvenience. I feel like at least at first, it's such an inconvenience for people.
I think we are talking about this from
you cut it out of all places, right? There is no such thing.
If you don't have a choice.
There's no such thing as, it's too much work for me to bring my own cup. Because we should have been raised in a world where that was a thing.
See, but that's not entirely feasible, mostly because of, you know, income differences and accessibility.
That's fair.
Not everyone has the same way of life.
That's
not everyone can have that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely something
and
you need
there's
to consider.
A lot of, like, pollution and costs that are hidden from... the eyesight that go into these things too, like producing these cups and like.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And can you trust everyone to do that? Maybe they just will stop going to Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
That's why I think it has to be top down.
That's cool.
Like, I think it has to be top down. Like, I already think that there's enough people bottom up to like for it to work, but I think it has to start with like the big names.
Like someone
making some real changes that maybe they don't have a choice.
I agree. I don't think it has to be like 50-50, you know? I don't think we have to just put all of our trust in corporations. I think we need to do our part because there is power in numbers and there's power in people.
Yeah.
And we have to like force corporations to listen to us.
Yeah.
Like you can't just like wait for one to do something.
In like a capitalist market though, that's so hard to do because like the way it's set up is so you have alternatives.
It's true, but if you think about it, if you think about, I don't know, I'm going to use veganism as an example because that's something that I know well.
Yeah.
It's like the demand for vegan products and like the lack of demand for meat has gone down so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, slaughterhouses are shutting down and that kind of stuff. You know, like people are making changes because they recognize what consumers want.
Yeah.
And so
it's true.
Yeah, but it's also not, it's not just like one-sided. It's like people are making the changes and then the companies are being like, oh, this is what people want.
It starts with one thing and then it grows. Because like, I brought up this analogy with Tesla and technology, how like one company can like change the world.
Uh-huh.
I would largely attribute these electric cars to Tesla.
That's fair.
Because they were the first to like finesse it.
Make it a thing.
And make it like feasible and
well, like everyone knew about hybrid cars, but no one knew like
fully electric was just a joke. And then Tesla, even because before Tesla even finalized their like production model, they had a couple of test models and they were like a laughing stock. They're like, this is stupid. And look at electric cars now, they're definitely dominating the industry. So like with the climate change, like yes, there is an influence for the by the consumers. But I still think it's going to take like some big
big company
to like make a shift, and then the rest it'll like trickle down. Honestly, I don't know, cause like
A&W.
They could change the world.
A&W has my whole heart.
They're like,
we just went to McDonald's. We should have got it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Sorry. Can't even talk about climate change eating chicken and shit. Miss me with that.
That's
bullshit.
Another conversation.
It's true, though.
It's
one of those things where, like,
we're such hypocrites.
Like, yeah. You're so, like, you grew up in the world of it, right? So it's, like, hard to change.
Change is hard.
That.
Yeah.
It is
change
hard.
It's, but it's
but
necessary.
It's necessary.
But it's, yeah.
Bro!
Sis! Change is hard, but it is necessary. And now more than ever.
Exactly.
It's gotta happen. And I think I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic that people are starting to get that.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts? We're approaching half an hour, so I'll take a break soon. But is there anything else that...
I just always wonder, like, what the world would be like if someone spoke up earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was
like,
so much
time.
Like,
if there was just, like... Yeah, like, if something... Or, like, okay, I think about this a lot. Maybe this is a whole other conversation, but, like, what would the world be now if World War I and World War II didn't happen? Like, what would the world be now if...
Damn.
You know what I mean?
But is there even a point of discussing that? Like,
that's true, that's true. Actually, there's a good discussion, though, because, like, do you think conflict
like,
is necessary?
Like,
should we jump into that in part two? I don't know.
An environment?
It's a good question, because, honestly, I feel like complacency had a huge part of it, because maybe 10 years ago, nobody thought that the world was actually going to end. They're like, oh, like, we'll find a way.
2012.
Exactly. Like, we were like, oh, it'll
like,
be okay.
No one gave
like,
a shit in
2013, except for the few crazies that
no, but
did
like,
care.
There's actually some people who think 2020 is the end.
I mean,
it's another 2012, like, it's another one of those.
Or
days.
You mean 2030?
I think
wait,
the
what's
world
is it? 2019 right now.
Yeah, no,
right,
there's
sorry.
No, there's a legit thing where people think like it's another 2012, like, whole thing again. Like, it's this is the end. Like,
it's either now
is,
or in
it's
the
now
10 years.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like,
I really do think that it is now. I mean, it's only a matter of time.
This is
fun. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Wait, what would it do? Like, the world's just gonna, like, explode one day.
just like a little fart noise. Like,
how do you think the world will end? Like, what do you think will happen?
I think
like,
oxygen.
Climate-wise. Really?
Yeah, so I think
oh,
that...
climate-wise? Okay,
climate-wise,
I was
so,
say something way different.
I think, okay,
we're gonna be, like,
I feel like,
by aliens.
I feel like I'm the most educated in the big carried away by aliens.
Thor's gonna come with his hammer.
You remember that black hole that we imaged?
Like...
It's coming.
It's coming. Making its way.
I was gonna say
it's
something
got that red
the
shift, dude.
Of,
or that blue shift, sorry.
See, because, okay, another thing that my dad was talking about, there was this Holocaust survivor that, like, came to Calgary for a couple of days, and, like... Naheed Nenshi, mayor of Calgary, like, my dad is friends with him because he's Ismaili, whatever. Every Ismaili, if you're listening to this and you're Ismaili, you get it. We all know
anyways,
each other,
yeah.
Okay? So he was talking to him about this Holocaust survivor, and she was like, you guys are going to see World War III, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of minutes at this point when it's going to start. But I honestly do think that the world, like, if it's not climate change, it's going to be some
conflict.
Crazy fucking Pangea-ass war.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are going to be
like,
adding...
what's the word for that? I forget. It's something in the Bible, but it's, like, just a huge warfare that ends in... Armageddon.
Oh.
It's just, like, a war...
Is that?
That's what it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Armageddon. That's, like, the end of the world by conflict, I think.
I could just Google it.
I'm not religious.
Say it louder. You're smiley. You're religious.
Well, like, not okay. Really. I'm not like, see, I wouldn't call my religion detrimental to other people's religions. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Don't even want to get into that topic.
Yeah, that's a feisty one.
But
anyway, we love I think everyone. That the world, can we reiterate
that? I think that the world is going to end, like, back on to what we were talking about for a second ago. I think the world's going to end climate-wise. Because it's going to be because of the greenhouse gas effect, I think. I feel like it's just, I mean, it's going to be too hot. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, chemical shit that happens when temperatures rise.
Right.
Ah, fuck. Sorry. Now I gotta make this episode explicit. Damn it. Okay. Yeah, anyways, I feel like...
the other ones been explicit.
No, they have. Oh. I was hoping this would be the clean one, but it's okay.
Do you know who you're talking to?
What?
Do you know who you're talking to? I have a sailor's mouth.
Oh,
cannot be... I just can't.
Anyways. Yeah, I feel like... We should just take a break now. I think that it's going to get too hot. There's not going to be enough oxygen. It's going to be too hard to breathe. We're all going to die. Plants are going to die. And it's going to be like this like really hot like planet. Mm,
it's like a sauna.
I don't think it's going to be dusty. Planet.
I think it's going to be humid. I don't think it's going to be like Mars kind of dusty heat.
Like Maze Runner like, Death
yeah,
Trial.
Like that one. I feel like it's going to be more like freaking Jumanji. But, but like grosser, you know?
Hello?
So I remember when I first saw Jumanji, I was like, damn, this is sick. I want to get
terrified.
It was scary as shit, it was but fun. Like, it was
the,
cool.
I only remember Robin Williams getting chased by alligators, and that's it.
I remember like, the stampede in their house.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all going to die by natural disasters.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have crazy fires, crazy hurricanes, and like,
and it's just going
to it's going to pick people off.
Mm.
Nation
fun
by nation.
Stuff.
Wild.
Yeah, that's this another. Leave your comments below. How do you think the world's going to end? Send me a message.
They can't
comment
let me on Spotify.
Oh, I guess so.
Podcast episode.
Stay tuned. Death is okay. Maybe we'll come back for part 2 and talk about war, or we'll play
something
a game.
Happier.
We'll see.
We'll talk about war.
Yeah. But regardless, I want some water. I want some water, so I'm gonna end this now.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, I'm gonna pause. So stay tuned. Yeah, I literally just clicked it as soon as you said that.
I got another taco, because I'm hungry.
Taco!
Now I'm drinking water out of a 12-ounce wine glass.
You know that now, because you're a bartender.
Yeah!
Congrats.
Thank you. I'm really happy about it. Okay, that was a good conversation.
We love a bartender.
What do we want to talk about?
James and Tati.
Shut up.
That's what I just said!
Really?
Yeah, when you were upstairs making your taco.
I was like, should we talk about James and Tati?
Okay, wait.
Like,
I have not
that.
Watched James's... Okay, we're talking
okay,
about
this. It's like, it's actual bullshit. I hate it.
I haven't... Okay, I never liked James Charles first, like, ever.
First and foremost.
Mm-hmm. I do
I
not
stand
like James.
Tati, like, to Tati's the top.
Tati's great. But what did James say in his new video?
Okay, well, basically... He, like, Kush is so mad about
no, him. No, this is good.
He, like, he exposed everything that, like, Tati said and, like, showed, like, receipts and all that stuff. And, like, the guy who, like, made allegations against him, like, Sam or whatever his name is.
The waiter?
Yeah. He exposed all of their conversations together. He exposed Tati's conversations with him. Jeffree Star, which, okay, Jeffree Star never liked him.
I don't like Jeffree Star.
Just, like, matter, by the way. But, the shit he said to James, like, I don't like James either, but dude, that was some rough shit. Like, you need
neither
to watch
neither of
the
them
video.
Are good. They're both trash. Like,
but, like,
real.
The shit he was saying, he was like, you need to, like, go to prison forever. Like, you're, oh my god. Like, it was bad shit. Like, it was, that's not something you say to a 19-year-old as someone who's, like, older in the beauty community. Like, that's not okay. But I still don't stand with James Charles at all. Mm-hmm. At all on
I'm,
this.
Like, I'm with you. I, like, never liked James Charles. See, again, I'm like, again, just on a different side of the internet, a different side of the spectrum with this. The YouTube videos that I watch are, like, about cars.
People playing
about
Uno.
People playing... Hey, you know what?
Wait, what is that channel? It's funny.
Vanoss Gaming?
Oh, yeah. Everyone, like,
Vanoss, people like, okay, watch so that. I enjoy gaming videos. A lot of people do, okay? You'd be surprised.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, well, I and, just like, think Jenna Marbles Mythical Morning, is still stuff like that, you know? The mom of the internet.
She's so amazing.
Who do you think the dad is?
Have you seen Julian?
Okay, but like, no. No, like, you know.
The other dad?
Yeah, who's the other dad? I'd say Casey Neistat. Dad.
Ooh, you're right.
I, like, literally don't care about him at all.
He's so cool, man.
He's just like...
See, I watched Casey's videos.
He's one of them dads, you know?
Like, he's one of them dads.
I have a question.
OG YouTubers now.
With, like, this whole thing with James Charles and, like, Jeffree Star and whatever, like, a lot of people have been, like, canceling them. I'm saying that in quotations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys think about this cancellation culture with, like, celebrities?
I hate it so much.
I was gonna say it when you said that upstairs, like, as a joke. I was like, cancel culture is, like, the one thing that James was right about when he was like, it's stupid, he said like, that? There's no point. But I'm pretty sure he said canceled before, so I don't know if he's, like, allowed to say that.
I forget everyone said it. Okay, well, fill people in, because I honestly don't know what the definition
is. Well, like, cancel culture is like, someone does one thing wrong, and they're like, oh, they're canceled. Like, you can't talk about them. Okay. Like, they are, it's just like, they're a bad person.
Like, okay, like, yeah.
That's
so, but do you think that there are, but do you think there are exceptions to that?
I like to it being stupid or to
it being like canceled is canceled.
To it being like excessive and like
Yes.
Forgive people.
I do think so. 100%. Well, there's some people out there who are being put on blast for shit that they've already like apologized. Like, well, hey, and, like, I'm gonna bring up Shane Dawson. Mental health
is a thing, right? Like, come on, guys. Like, yeah, okay, James Charles like did a whole bunch of shit and it was bad and whatever, and so have so many other people. But, like their mental health is still, like, a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, getting so much hate from people, like...
Oh, like, that's...
It's finding sympathy with, like, strictness, too, though.
Like, we've all been 19. You haven't yet, but we've all been 19. Like, we've all been there. You all do stupid shit.
Well, like you were talking about... You were going to talk about Shane Dawson.
Yeah, and, like, other YouTubers and celebrities who have done things that, yes, were stupid. Right. And maybe they were past that age where you could do stupid shit and get away with it.
Right.
Quote, unquote. But they have already, like, prior to it being aired out, they had already kind of cleared the air about it and been like, look, I'm so sorry. Like,
okay, but same
and
like,
then later it comes around and they're like, arr.
But, like,
but similar, same with Jeffree Star. Like, people still say he's, like, canceled and shit. Yeah. And he's come out and apologized for his racist comments and like, his
before,
this and his that.
Before people aired him out or after, though? Like, do you know
I
if...
I don't know.
Because that's what I'm saying. After. Some people, it was after. Mm-hmm. I thought so, too. I mean, I don't really follow along.
But did Shane say anything about his stuff before?
Yeah, I think he did.
No, he didn't.
Are you sure?
He wouldn't have. Because when he started YouTube, he was that guy to make those videos.
And he hasn't stopped making those comments. If you look at his, like, recent, like, especially the Musical.ly reviews that he does or whatever, like, there's a bunch of comments in there that are like, bro, what the fuck, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay, but I feel like at this point, people are just like, it's Shane, like...
And I don't think that's an excuse. It's like, same thing with, like, Jeffree Star. He's an asshole, and you can't just, like, pin it...
It's like, ooh, like, his merch, his products. Or, like, I don't know, with Shane, it's like, oh, like, he's such a good, like, YouTuber, and, like, his series, like, he's trying to help people move on from, like, their bad shit.
I hate his fucking series. Shane Dawson's series, I hate them.
Do you know who hasn't been in the news a lot?
Who?
The Paul brothers.
Yeah, they kind of put their shit aside.
Logan and Jake Paul.
Oh.
Because they used to be the troublemakers. They were always, like, getting into dumb shit and, like...
Okay, but I've heard a lot. Like, I don't... Anymore. I never have ever watched them in my life. Yeah. But I heard that Logan Paul is actually making a comeback
scandal with one of their parties with, like... it was a rapper's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, that was,
and
like...
And then girls got hospitalized because of date rape and stuff.
I heard they talked about this... I don't remember when they talked about this.
Why is that still,
but I've heard
like,
about this, too. This was, like, a while ago, yeah. I think it had to do with, what's her name? Who was the ex-girl? Alyssa Violet? Didn't it have to do with her?
Oh, like FaZe like Banks and all that shit? Dude, I hate that guy. Like, that is one person on the internet that I want to vomit on. Like, I think he's
the
disgusting.
The one person?
Well, okay.
There are many people.
Yeah,
but yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
He would, yeah.
Like, I mean, he would be one of the first people.
It's not
like,
about if they're shitty people or not, because, like, that's a whole different thing. Because I feel like you should base this on if they're a bad person, whether or not they've done something stupid or not.
Okay, but they're, like, the Paul brothers are bad people.
Yeah, they're just, like... But I feel like I don't know. There's anymore. Just been more stuff that's going on that they're kind of pushed aside. Yeah. Like they got out of their limelight already.
Yeah. Does anybody know what they're doing?
I just don't understand why this stuff with James Charles didn't happen with the Paul brothers, or it didn't happen with Jeffree Star when he was, you know, saying the N-word and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Celebrities need to step up and call people out on important stuff, like with James being like a sexual predator and stuff. Like, good thing. Well, okay.
See, in this video, he tries to make it very clear that he wasn't. And like, he has the receipts and stuff, and I get it, but I still think he needed to take a step back. Like, it's one thing to joke about it in your friend group and whatever, and like, you have your inside jokes. But he has like said in his videos, like, ooh, like, this guy's straight. I want to do this to him. Ew. This guy's straight. First of all, he's a virgin. He's never had sex, apparently, according to him. So, like, I don't even know why he's acting like this tough guy. Like, ooh.
He's just a kid at the end of the day.
And he tried to.
Wait, how old is he?
19.
He is 19? Oh, my God. I'm older than he's like, Charles.
Well, yeah. But, like, thank God. I don't know. He just,
Remember when we said we were going to talk about something fun and positive?
But I think it's, like, people are just getting into this stuff too young. It's like, honestly, I think it's true. The fame does get to your head, and I think it's true that
when Justin Bieber got
that. I was literally thinking that, bro. I was going to say it. Sis.
I think that when Tati, because, like, if you haven't watched the videos, basically Tati was, like, pissed off about the fact that, like, his parents aren't doing things to help, like, James and his brother. And I don't think that's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, like, I just don't think that's right. Like, your parents should be there for you regardless. Like, I just... Like, yeah, you're an adult. Woohoo, you're 19. Like, that's great. You bought a house in LA by yourself and you're 19. Cool. But, like, if you're not mature enough to handle that, why are you handling it?
When do you know when he kind of got famous?
When he was the cover girl.
Well, yeah. How old was he?
Like, 17?
Yeah. Like, 16, 17.
It's like...
I mean...
Not too young, or that is too young?
That is too young. I'm gonna bring up my YouTube. Yeah, because,
like,
fucking
Emma Chamberlain. Like, yeah. She's 16 years Stop old her. Or some shit. Like...
See, this entire new generation of YouTubers just makes me mad. I don't even... I'm not around
for that. Seriously, dude.
I watch, like, Niga Higa and, like, Good Mythical Morning. And,
you're
like,
so cool.
Van Oske. These three people have been on YouTube since 2009. And I've been following them ever since. They're so cool. And, like...
What YouTube channels do I watch? Okay, I actually watch a lot of Haley Pham. I love Haley Pham. I think she's awesome. She's, like, a very mature 18-year-old. But I don't know.
What does she do?
She's just, like, she vlogs. And she has, like... Her channel's just, like, stuff. Like, it's not... She's not, like, a... She's not a beauty guru. Or she's not, like, this or that. Like, she's just cool.
That's like Casey. He doesn't really do it. I mean, he does do a lot of special stuff. But, like, his videos aren't, like, YouTube or makeup tutorials, sorry.
Yeah, like, it's like, how would you classify Jenna Marbles' channel?
I love Jenna Marbles.
Did you see her new video? Like, putting, like, making a face?
I actually fell asleep to it.
You just contradicted your whole point.
Okay, here's what's up. That makes more sense if you're me. My bad.
I was tired.
What happened?
It was 4 in the morning.
Is I get home usually pretty late. And I'm like, bro, I want to watch some YouTube.
I'm telling a dog. Wi-Fi.
I'm in my
your phone. I could see that.
On my laptop. It's on my laptop, and I'm in my house, in my room. And okay, the Wi-Fi works in such a way where we have an extension that doesn't work, so I don't get Wi-Fi in my room. Laying with my laptop on my chest with like four chins, and I'm like trying.
I just want to watch some YouTube.
I'm like trying to watch YouTube.
It like tires you out.
It like keeps buffering, and I'm really tired. So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna close my eyes while it's buffering, and then when it starts playing again, I'll just like
The other night, I can attest to this because the other night Shory was like down here in the basement. She was leaning on this recliner, and like I was studying. It was like 11:30. It was like the night I was like, okay, I gotta stay up late tonight. And I was studying. She was watching Friends on her laptop, like not even on the TV and the Xbox, because that's how bad it is. It's faster to watch it on the laptop.
Dude. Yeah, that's bad.
And like,
we were watching Stranger Things one day, and it cut out, and I was so pissed about it.
What, you mean?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't even. It just gets blended in. Like, I went over here. I was going upstairs. I like peeked to see what she was up to. It, because it was 11:30. I knew I had school the next day. So I was like, shouldn't you go to sleep? No response. I'm like, whatever, bitch. I'm kidding. Joking. And then I went upstairs.
She actually is asleep?
She was.
Oh, okay.
I got a granola bar, came downstairs. I got a pool cue. And I was like, hey. Because I was just kind of playing. I was like screaming around. Like I was just messing around.
Whatever, yeah.
And I was like, shouldn't you go to sleep? And she didn't respond. So I like smacked the couch next to her head. And she still didn't respond. And I was like, shouldn't you sleep? Are you tired? And she still didn't respond. And then
how did you not sleep?
Dude, she was like laying how she described it. She was just sitting there, reclined all the way back.
Oh, I guess the video is still playing.
The video was still playing. And it was like up at her chest. And like, she couldn't see her face. And then I just looked over and she's sleeping. I was like, oh. And I like turned off her laptop and like. And then she woke up, she's like, did I fall asleep?
Oh, I didn't remember falling asleep. I didn't know how I got there. I was like, I started like episode 2 and then I was on episode 5 and I was like, how did I get here? I'm just lost.
I zone out so easily when watching YouTube. I don't watch Netflix that much right now just because I haven't found a good show. Or like, I don't have the time to commit to a good show right now. It's just so much easier to watch YouTube sometimes, you know? But, like, I could kill, like, 3 hours on like, one guy's
down,
channel.
Like,
you fall down, yeah. You see, like, the suggestive, you're just like, oh, clickbait.
That's what I was saying.
That looks cool.
Oh, my God, yeah, clickbait.
What you does happen what? When you crush 1,000
Oh, my God, life? Those 5 seconds.
No one
crafts?
Watches that. Do you know what he just said?
I was like, it was a joke. It was a fucking joke. I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't know it's a real video. I was like, what happens when you crush 1,000-degree knife? I just like, combined the two trends, okay? I didn't know.
And then there's me. I'm like, get ready with me. Like,
mine is like, how many Oreos can I fit into my mouth? Or it's like, watch me paint this caterpillar for 10 minutes.
Wait, what?
No.
Like a live one? Or
it's
like you paint?
Ghost.
Oh. I don't know why I thought someone's painting a live caterpillar. That's good clickbait, though.
It's like a picture of a caterpillar.
And a paintbrush.
It's just a circle. Yeah,
and then the
circle,
guy's,
leg,
the guy's
leg,
like,
leg,
oh.
Leg.
What do y'all think about, like, trends on YouTube? Like, when a video goes viral almost, like, I don't know how, I don't know if you're familiar with this, because you
like
watch
the algorithm?
No, but, like,
you watch the weird stuff.
You watch the weird side of YouTube, but, like, there's,
we have
for example,
subscribers on this side.
I just said there's, like, a trend going around where you let the person in front of you decide what you're going to
eat.
Oh, yeah.
Never,
and, like,
I
that's just, like, a viral trend that's going around right now. So.
I think if it's harmless, like, who cares? Like, let people enjoy their
like,
lives.
Like, are you talking, like, because just in terms of, like, challenges? Like, you know how challenges
yeah.
are?
Like,
I haven't seen
the
challenge
sort of
in a
thing.
While, but...
Or, like,
do you remember
when...
backpack challenge?
I was just thinking about that.
Were you?
Yeah. let's get a bro count.
Yeah.
Take a shot every time I say like.
Oh my god. We wouldn't make it past 10 minutes.
That'd be fun.
Sorry,
remember when you were talking about this and then it was just like in the back of your head?
Yeah, when you
say
like.
Because
you become so subconscious about it. I think we were talking about interviews.
Yeah.
Because I was like. Oh, fuck, I just see, like, now
okay.
every time
you
say it.
If you do a medical interview, you can't say, like.
Yeah,
you
can't.
Just
can.
Say, like, this is how I would save the person.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah,
not, like,
hypothetically.
I guess, like, you can't talk like that. But now, once you think about how many times you say, like, especially because that's such a common word, and it's just, it's like the yarg for a pirate. We use it everywhere.
Did you just cite a pirate?
Site fully referenced.
Or Pirates
2004.
I don't know.
Jack Sparrow 2004.
There's a good show on Treehouse about
pirates. Oh,
pirates,
yeah.
Okay.
I remember Treehouse. Treehouse was a good
what
time.
A good
time. Remember all those forgotten shows?
Remember Crazy Quilt?
Crazy Quilt?
Hell yeah.
That's... Hell yeah, dude. Crazy Quilt's my shit.
I honestly thought that I hallucinated that.
No.
So many of these shows.
Until Celine was like, oh, God, I remember that. I was like, oh, I thought I made that up.
You're like, it's our... not just me.
Okay, well, it's not normal to be like, you know when the raccoon was playing with... Or, like, having doing crafts with the person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like,
I don't remember that.
I remember that.
Couldn't that just be like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Seriously? Rocket's backstory.
Oh my god. That's hilarious. Gee, can you imagine? Yeah, this is where I started.
Come on, little like, rabbit.
Flashback to crazy. Yeah. Oh my god.
Dude, we fell down the rabbit hole. We fell down the raccoon hole.
The raccoon hole.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, but we still got some time, so. What should we talk about? Should we talk about something or should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
What game?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to play a game because you have to, like, coordinate a lot.
I guess
of these
so. We let, Don't Get Me Started is an easy one.
We still have to coordinate I the love topic. That one.
I mean, the way that I play it, it's just like you, it's like word association.
Oh,
can we
wait,
don't
no,
get
this
me started, a, but about, like, real shit? Like,
this is, like, a lot of pressure. Guys, I didn't sign up for this.
Okay.
Or
we
could talk about...
Should we do, like, education and, like, do you need it?
That's a long conversation, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Let's stay tuned.
let's
play... Let's try some games. Do you want to try Don't Get Me Started?
What
I played with some
say?
Of my friends. There's where you try to sell a thing. Whatever.
That one's hard because you actually need to make up things for that.
Okay.
Let's just keep talking.
Yeah, this is too much coordination. We're gonna spend
just
the whole
edit
time
this entire
like,
section.
Just in the, I don't edit these podcasts.
Do you actually?
I,
they're
no.
raw
see, like,
cuts.
They are very raw.
Well, I don't know.
Whoa. Okay. How many episodes have you listened to, Shoya?
One.
Which one?
The first one.
The first one was the worst one because like no one knew what they were doing.
That was like the trial.
I know. I need to catch up. I've been meaning to. I haven't been, like, you know,
that.
The Try Guides came out with the podcast. I haven't been able to listen to any of them.
See, now I have, like, six podcasts.
I honestly
in my...
thought I would like their podcast a bit more than I do.
Yeah, no, because the hype is real with those guys. It's like, you see their interactions, and you're like, they're going to be so fun on a podcast. But as soon as you throw them in front of a mic, it's like...
Yeah.
And that's with a lot of people, too. I honestly thought this would be different, but I feel like we're getting the hang of it now.
No, yeah, I really like it. Because I do this a lot, where I just, like, talk.
We just talk, yeah. And the only difference is now we're just putting a microphone.
Well,
yeah.
maybe... They'll sit into it too. Maybe they're just exploring.
Yeah, because
their first one was scripted, and I just don't like scripted podcasts. Because to me, it's like
it's unauthentic.
I
it's
could
boring.
Just read it, like you know what I mean. Like I don't want
the only kinds of scripted podcasts that I liked are the ones about crime,
like Science Versus
and Science
yeah.
Versus. See, my favorite podcast
also have like really cool podcast. Like story podcasts where they tell like a story.
Yeah, like okay, here's one of the ones that I really love. I only listen to it like once a month because it's just they're long and I always want to watch like Off the Pill or something different instead. Mm-hmm. But it's called Wine and Crime and it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It is so cool and
dude,
like
I
fun.
I
want to
do like a drunk podcast one.
See, I mean, we have a mini fridge right here and it's stocked.
But it's beer.
And no. I got martini.
Oh. Wow, that's
and wine. Okay, I mean, like, now that I'm a bartender, I can just make
it. Oh my god, we could do an OJ's podcast.
Whoa. See, I was talking to Cassie and Chloe, and they like want to be on it.
Aww.
I gotta start a waiting list.
Oh my god, can I do a shout out? Shout out to Alan, my best friend at work. He's leaving today, moving back to Vancouver.
Does he listen?
I don't know, but I hope he does.
Tell him to listen.
I'm gonna tell him to listen.
Tell him listen
to
the special episode,
one.
Yeah.
I pretty much, like, sobbed my eyes out at work today. He's, like, my best friend.
Alan.
Love you, man.
Alan.
But he's gonna
come
back.
She talks about you all the time.
I literally talk about you all the time.
And you seem so cool.
He's also, like, 50. Like,
Alan, you seem like my kind of guy.
He's like my dad.
I have the mental age of 50.
Lies.
No, yeah, so you
My shit is deteriorating.
Alan,
that's what I mean.
Alan, you're like, he's gonna come back, and we're just gonna go on a date and talk about everything. I'm gonna be so happy. But until then, enjoy your life, man.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
In your life. Tell your friends about the podcast too.
He
try
has
to
no
friends.
He's a nomad.
You're gonna make him listening to this, and you're literally roasting him.
Dude, I roast the shit out of him every day. You know what? Okay, you know how I told you? So he used to be in charge of these rooms at the restaurant that I work at, and like it was just keeping them stocked and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just called like OSI rooms, whatever. You don't need to know what that stands for. But then I was like, we're just going to call them, I'm like, soon enough, I'm going to have to call them Alan Memorial Rooms because they're going to die soon because he's 50.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Literally always. Okay. Oh, you mean the Alan Memorial Room?
Yo, my dad is, how old was dad? 55?
Who knows?
56.
At this point.
No, he hasn't crossed 55 yet.
1964. Do the math.
55, yeah.
Hey.
So, I mean... I always joke about it. I mean, I used to a lot. I used to, like, rag on him for his age. And, like,
like tease him, mm-hmm. but that shit's hurtful sometimes. Like,
I mean, yeah,
it's like, especially when there's such stigma around aging.
See, okay, I work with a lot of like younger girls too, like mm-hmm. 16, 17. Yeah. And they're always like, ooh, like I can't wait to go out and like be 18 and like live yeah. my life. And I'm like, I feel so old. Same. Like, I hate going out. The ripe age of
20.
I hate partying.
Same.
I want to stay inside in my pajamas all day. I would mm-hmm. rather hang out with my friends at like board game cafe than go to a bar. Yeah,
100%.
Like, I feel so old when that stuff happens.
She's like, I talk to like even some of the. Because I just think it's our maturity. I don't want to. Because I know there's a lot of people listening yeah. to this who do enjoy partying. It's whatever you're into, honestly.
That's it, exactly. I think
it's whatever, whatever you're into. But you know. When I talk to some of my friends at work about, like, my plans for the weekend and how, like, I don't want to go party. And, like, yeah. usually, I remember there's a couple times I'm like, oh, yeah, like, Paulina's having a party, but I don't think I'm going to go. And stuff like that.
No, hi, Paulina.
Hi, Paulina. Yeah, that's... Not, see, this is the thing. I'm glad you're listening. Because there's nothing against the party and, like, you and, like, your party and stuff. It's just, yeah. like, I'm not that kind of guy. And, like, even when I'm talking to my friends... at work about this, they're like, what, like, who are you? And like, we were talking about this when I'm talking about bartending.
It's the industry that it's the industry, yeah, because like
as a to be bartender, I don't drink enough alcohol to be a bartender. Like, I have to learn so many of these beers so fast, because like, honestly, if someone asks me, I don't know what to tell them, because I yeah, if I'm right. drinking something, I'll drink wine, but
yeah,
I'm just not that kind of person to like drink and like go out and party and stuff. And I think, and you're the same, and I'm, yeah. I feel like you'll be the same too. How was your first party, actually? Shorya went to a party a little while ago.
Ooh,
how was it?
Party.
Oh, it was good. I don't
know. That's okay.
Good. See, that's how I felt in high school too. I was
yeah. like, is mom home. Gonna listen to this?
Oh, shit, actually.
She doesn't listen to
She's.
If she does, what's up?
She but texted she me. She texted me when we were recording episode 3 that she listened to the first two and was like super impressed.
Oh.
So she might be listening right now. Shorty didn't go to a party.
I swear a lot. Okay. Let's just make that clear.
Shorty never partied in her life. What are you talking about?
I went to a party. I had a good time. We ate some snacks.
Yeah.
Ate some snacks.
Yeah.
Yo, when we like crashed your little party here, I was like, yeah. this is the kind of party I would go Seriously. To now. Like, oh, yeah. as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, fun. I don't know.
We got high on helium.
That was good.
That was
end that sentence.
No, it was actually.
What else did you do? Okay, what else did you do?
When we were here,
yeah,
we sat in a circle and talked.
See, that's the part that we were talking. Not yeah. getting high off helium. We were talking about sitting
in a circle. It was actually helium. Like, I need to clarify. It was actually helium. Was Someone like, brought balloons, and we were like, "Ah, this will be fun."
But like that's the thing.
That's still kind of
like,
fun, though.
Yeah,
it's like dumb shit, but like. It's not really harmful. Yeah. You know, at least.
Like, my something. Ideal, like, Saturday night is, like, a barbecue and a bonfire in yeah. someone's backyard.
Oh, speaking of like, which.
A couple of drinks.
My friends are having a barbecue.
Did you know what I was telling you? I have the barbecue here. That's why I want to get a new camp or a new fire pit. What'd you say? No. Oh, okay.
I heard that.
Well, you know what? I can say because I'm in university. Like, it'd be fun. Our friends would be here. We could play beer pong and, like...
I'm saying, I think we should have a party at our house.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Remember when it's we a good talked about this?
We're responsible
people. We should get a bouncer. Okay.
A bouncer, yeah.
Anyone want
to
be a bouncer?
I always have to play bouncer at work, but, like, this is my party, you know? This time, I want to be there, so...
Will my friends be invited?
Maybe. Dude, they'll feel so bad.
She literally
ass,
said
like,
she wants to have a party, and you're like, maybe.
Hey, I thought about this first,
no,
I bet
didn't.
You.
No, it was... Together.
Okay, fine.
We
were
together. All agree the to people disagree. Are invited.
Dude, your friends are gonna feel so cool. Like, oh, we went to a university party.
No,
gang, it's gang. Not a university
gang,
party.
Gang, gang.
A university
we went
party
to a frat party.
To a frat house.
No, they're probably
they
gonna
have,
tell people they're like, oh, we went to a frat party.
Who are in university.
Yeah, like her friends aren't like that.
I guess so.
Who do you think I am?
Like, I think the grade 12 Lillian Osborne at our school was so different than the grade 12.
Honestly,
at
though,
their
okay, well, like grade 12, that's a big clump because the grade 12 that I knew was a lot different than the grade
okay,
12.
True.
You know, because yeah, like I feel like there's still the same. There's still the same kind of groups of people that there were when we were there. How long ago was that? 6 years ago? No, 3 years ago. What am I talking about?
Nice.
I think I
You're
associated
aging
with
me so hard. Right?
I think I accidentally
now
associated
I know what it feels like
high.
To be Alan.
AIDS.
You know, okay. Okay, you gotta start making some jokes, because, like, bartenders have cool jokes.
Yeah.
Like, Luke comes up to me today. Luke is my bartender. Not my bartender, but, like, he's my bartender.
I'm not
And he comes up to me. He's like, hey, have you heard of Murphy's Law? And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, what about Cole's Law? And I was like...
You hate dad jokes.
I fell for it so hard. I was like, I've never heard of it. He was like, it's shredded lettuce. And I was like,
Wait, I have a joke.
What?
Wait, I don't know if you guys will get it.
Just go for it.
Shoot your shot.
I love a loser joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hee hee.
Hee hee who?
Hee hee hoo hoo.
I don't get it, but it was just funny hearing you say that. Dude, I'm so good with dad jokes. Like, see, the thing is, have you talked to Elliot before? Elliot's, like, our bartender manager.
He looks really sad all the time.
He does look sad, but he's such a fun guy. Like, he's just chill. He's down to earth.
I don't think he listened to this.
No, he doesn't. Oh. But he's got his own thing going on. He's got his vibe and stuff. And, like, I feel like that's the kind of bartender that I would be.
Yeah.
Like... I'm good at making conversation with people about random stuff, and I think that's all you really need. I don't really care.
That's
about
fair.
And
then
stuff.
You just need like a towel to wipe a surface.
Oh yeah, I was telling Cassie when I was training her that like when there's nothing going on, I'll just stand, at the side of the bar and just wipe it. Even if there's nothing there, I'll just like wipe it, kill time because it's just like it looks like I'm doing something, but I'm just like watching.
Where do you think that came from?
Wiping. Well, oh, you gotta clean the bar.
Well, like, yeah, but like the idea of like continuously going over it, and that's just like
Over and over. I mean, like
the you don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah,
to entertain
like,
yourself.
It has to be something like that, right? Like it wasn't just like oh, there's a someone spilled vodka. Like let me clean.
Isn't it kind of satisfying though to clean? That's like with the cloth if you're
like
wiping
I mean, not
the table.
Really. Not my.
I feel
opinion.
Like it's kind of satisfying, but like.
But you're going over the same spot, like, 16.
Maybe it's also just habit, because when you're cleaning something, you don't just, like, wipe it once and then, like, let it go. You gotta scrub a little bit, so maybe it's just, like, when you're...
What is this conversation?
Yeah, why are we
You asked the question!
I don't know.
You wipe things to clean things. This is what we learned.
Oh.
Okay. Well, this second half was just random, but we reached the half-hour point at the second half, so I think we can wrap it up. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about? Oh, you know what we could do? I could go to Instagram and see what people respond to the story.
Yeah.
There's some deep conversations in there, but like, why not, right? There wasn't a whole bunch of responses, I'll be honest, but there were some good ones.
You know what my favorite is?
Dirt. So Shoria replied, dirt. Let's
dirt
talk about that. Dirt is good.
Dirt.
Okay. Nathan, shout out to Nathan. He replied...
Nathan.
Should NHL video review be expanded? Now, this is not a topic for you two, I guess. I'd say for you, maybe, but, like, there was a controversial call.
I don't know what that means.
What?
Like, what are you talking about?
NHL video review.
Like, reviewing a video?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
you,
video like when there's, like, a foul or whatever called.
Look, okay, moving on.
I'm trying.
Never mind. Nathan.
I sat through your stupid James Charles bullshit,
yeah,
okay?
That lasted like 3 seconds.
Okay, double standards. What do we think about him?
Hate him. But we do it anyways.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these are actually just about abortion, so they're a long conversation. Geez. So, oh, and Farhat replied, Farhat's butt. It's nice. It's pretty
nice.
It made
it in here.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but...
Made it, buddy.
I'm sure
he has his
great.
Own podcast. I
Butty.
Butty.
I don't know. I just want to put it out there. Like, I'm not even kidding. No one's probably listening at this point. I'm not even kidding. But if you are and you want to be on the podcast, like, please let us know because that will be dope.
Send any of us a message and tell your friends.
Yeah.
I want to expand this. We had like so many views after episode one and then slowly kind of dropped off.
Tell people.
I hope people still listen.
Yeah. Please.
That's going to be the intro sequence.
Apparently there's people from Spain that listen.
There is someone who's, okay, two different parts of Spain too.
Wow.
That's
Tell people, tell us how to make it better.
Yeah.
How about that?
Tell people
how can we improve?
We'll send you a survey. What did we do well? What can we do better?
Send topics, send suggestions, send everything. We're your friend. You're your friendly neighborhood podcast.
I don't know. Some people like scripted podcasts, and I don't.
I do.
So
yeah,
if that's
like
a
talking,
thing for
but...
you, then I'm sorry, but that's not what this is going to be.
As you can tell from the second half.
Yeah. Yeah.
What even was that? Anyways.
Anyways, it's over now. Thank you so much for listening. I think we got kind of a weekly schedule going now. So that's cool. Tune in next week where we'll talk about something different and it'll be exciting. But we'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.